On Monday, the European Union Naval Force Somalia announced it had rescued the captain of a yacht off the Somali coast, which had been hijacked by pirates. The EU's anti-piracy force said the skipper was rescued after fleeing captivity upon landing at the Somali coast. The EU NAVFOR release contradicts earlier reports that the man had been killed by his captors while attempting to flee. Though it is unclear whether or not the man had been injured in the exchange, the coordinator of the East African Seafarers Assistance Program, Andrew Mwangura, told VOA he was likely alive and en route to Mombasa on the Kenyan coast. At least two other crew members were kidnapped by the pirates, but according to the EU naval force, their location was unknown. Reports now indicate the two have been taken to the town of Barawe in southern Somalia. According to Mwangura, being held in Barawe could complicate their release.
If it's true, that's a very dangerous place. You know, Barawe is under control of Islamic groups. If it's not in good cooperation with the pirates, maybe the group will demand to take over the hostages, and the pirates will not let it go, so there will be a fighting between them. And the Islamic group will take them for political gain, while the pirates are taking them for commercial gain.
Barawe is controlled by Al-Qaeda-linked group Al-Shabaab, which is currently battling the government in Mogadishu to establish an Islamic state in Somalia. The recent kidnapping comes as ransoms for pirated ships in East Africa reach record levels. The South Korean supertanker Samho Dream, along with its 24 crew members, was released Saturday after being held in Somalia for nearly 7 months. The boat was released after the hijackers received a record payment of $9.5 million. Analysts worry the rise in ransom prices is spurring more piracy in the Indian Ocean and could complicate negotiations. According to Mwangura, ships are now being held longer to extract the maximum payment from their owners.
As it is, the ship is held captive for a period of not more than 6 weeks, but now they go for more than 4 months. The rate is not less than $3 million for a big ship, and now yesterday they took $9.5 million. It means that now the bargaining power is high, and they demand more money.
Mwangura said contact with the yacht hijackers would likely be established through relatives of the hostages' families. The hostages, who were hijacked off the coast of Seychelles, are reported to be South African. Michael Onyego for VOA News, Nairobi.